Hey there, and welcome to our Friday Bible study. This is a subsection of the Ribs and Knits podcast where you and I get to spend some time just reading the Bible. We're going to go through series where we read different books of the Bible, starting with Ephesians. Only a little 5, 7, 10 minute study where you and I just dive into the Bible a little bit together. But there is so much more for you than just these studies. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord every single day and hanging out with him and just hearing what he wants to say. If you're new to the Bible and you don't really understand it, I encourage you to go and check out season 2 of the Ribs and Knits podcast where we covered an episode on the Bible. My prayer is that these Friday studies really encourage you and help you grow in the word and help you understand the Bible a little bit more. These studies are a subsection of the podcast and these will happen every single Friday. So even when the podcast is on a break for different series, these will happen every Friday. So I hope you enjoy these and yeah, let's get stuck into the Bible together. Welcome back to another Friday Bible study with me, Em. Today we're going into Ephesians 3 because I feel like my mouth is just dry right now, but we're going to ignore that. We're going to read Ephesians 3 together again. I feel like I don't get through the full thing, but actually maybe today I will. It's Ephesians 3. And again, I've got notes on my phone because apparently that's how I do things now. And so if you see me looking at my phone at all, please ignore me. I'm trying my best. But writing in my notebook, I don't know. I can't write enough and quick enough. So we're going to read Ephesians 3. Let's do this. Okay. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation. As I have already written briefly, I'm reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it is now, been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that, through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs. Oh, we're heirs, guys. That's all of us. Sorry, carrying on. Together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Jesus Christ. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given to me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, the grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles and of the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ, Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with the freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. And then there's a prayer for the Ephesians, which goes on after, which maybe I'll get on to today. Okay, I'm going to set a quick 7 minute timer and try and make this a quick one because these are meant to be little 5 minute devotionals. They're not meant to be your whole day. This isn't meant to be your whole relationship with Jesus, is these little times. But these are just little snippets of reading the Bible together and just going, not even deep, we're just looking at it a little bit, you know? This, definitely read your Bible more than these 5 minutes, guys. So we're going to start off with Ephesians. I'm going to go into 3:2, which basically says, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace, which was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by the revelation, as I have already written briefly. And for that, for the surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace, which was given to you. The other translations for this, NIV says an administration of God's grace. ESV said the stewardship of God's grace. KJV says the dispensation of God's grace. And the Greek word used here is oikonomia. I don't know how to say that. Which basically means household management, stewardship, or administration of responsibilities. So God, Paul is basically saying that God has given him a specific responsibility and an assignment to manage and carry out the plan of God's grace, and especially towards the Gentiles, to like basically reveal an answer to their mysteries. Like they're maybe a bit confused about what's going on. They don't really understand where they fit into God's plan and all of that. So the Gentiles are you and me. And he's basically saying, the Lord has revealed to me that I'm here to do the management and the stewardship and the basically administration of responsibilities to the Gentiles as well as the Jews into where they fit in this whole scheme of what Jesus is up to. And then we go into 3:10, which basically says, let's get to it. His intent was that now, through the church and the manifold wisdom of God, should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. His intent was now through the church. So through you and me, and our response to the gospel, both us and the Jews and the Gentiles, all of us together, we reveal the plan of salvation, and so that others may understand, and so that the heavenly realms and us can come together to reveal what God's doing and to help other people understand. So it's through the church, it's through you and me. Our job while we're here on earth is to basically do what Paul's doing here. It's to administrate, it's to dispense, it's to steward God's word and God's, like, what he's up to, and let that be seen and known by the rest of the world. 3:12, it says, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Like, to approach God with freedom basically means we've been reconciled with Christ through God. And now I can go to Christ with freedom. Like, if anything is holding you back right now from your relationship with God through going to God, like, literally wipe it off. I say to my friends, if it's not good, it's not God. And wipe it off. So anything that's not good, it's not God, so wipe it off. So anything that is restricting you from going towards God, or telling you, like, I can't go towards him, it literally says here that, like, because of what Jesus has accomplished in him, you may approach God. So through faith, my faith, I can approach God. There's nothing that needs to hold me back. Nothing should hold me back. Nothing should hold you back. Literally, go forward, go straight over. And if anything is holding you back, that is not good. So it is not God. And so wipe that off and go and talk to God. Go and have a relationship with God. Because literally, Ephesians 3 is telling us that we are allowed to do that. It also says, basically it says, we may dwell in God's presence. We may dwell with him. We are residing permanently with God. The Greek word for may dwell is katikeo, which I again can't say, which basically translates to residing permanently. So us being able to dwell with the Lord, us being able to dwell in the kingdom forever, basically means we are permanently put into a place of being in the Lord's presence. I am permanently with him. You are permanently with him. And that is a beautiful thing. Like, praise the Lord. Like, if you are worried about if this is like, is this forever? Is this just like a week thing? Like, last week I didn't read my Bible. Does that mean I'm departed from God? Oh, I haven't prayed to God the last week. Does that mean he hates me? No. You are permanently in a relationship with God because you've chosen to. You've approached the Lord. You've chosen to make him your king and your savior. And so now you have a permanent right to approach the Lord, Jesus, God, the king. It's amazing. Like, please don't hold back with the Lord. Like, you have the right to permanently approach him. And it's amazing. And then it goes on in verse 14 to 21 to talk about a prayer for the Ephesians. It just talks about how we're rooted and established in the Lord. And, like, the goal is an indwelling presence of Christ within us that will deepen our experience of the Lord. And that's amazing. And it also talks about in verse 18 about God's greatness, which is so good. And I definitely encourage you to spend some time reading, especially verse 18. Christ may dwell in your hearts through the faith that I pray, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and how deep is the love of Christ. Like, spend some time today dwelling in how wide and how long and how deep and the love of Christ is for you. Like, his love for you, his love for the world, his love for his children, his love for what you get up to is wide and deep, and it's long, and who you are and the way you live and what you get up to, your job, what you spend your time doing, how wide and long and deep is the Father's love, is Christ's love for you in everything you do, in every sphere of life. It is so hard to even grasp. Even talking about it right now, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, describing it as wide, long and high and deep is like, it's just not a lot. It's not enough. There's not a word big enough to describe how much the Lord loves you. And so definitely spend some time today just like trying to grasp just a little bit of how much love Christ has to offer, how much he loves you, how much he has for us. But my main takeaways from Ephesians 3 is that God has entrusted his people with a powerful responsibility, and he has revealed that through his grace and what he has done for the world, and that you may approach the Lord whenever you want, because your faith has meant that you are freed from any kind of chains that hold you back from the Lord. So if anything thing you want to approach the Lord with today, definitely get on with that, because he's a good father and he loves you. But that's Ephesians 3. Hope you had some takeaways as well. Maybe spend some time today just dwelling on how wide, long and high and deep the Lord's love is for you. And yeah, I'll see you when we're going to talk about Ephesians 4 next week. Bye guys.